Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And we've got a very special guest host today. And in a little bit, we've got some very special beer. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, a very special guest host. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message, and if Aaron likes it, he'll read it. It's his reason for existence. He gets to participate in the show, so help him out. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at John Granato. Is that correct?
That's right.
At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel and see the very handsome John Granato, you can do that. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, or go to Twitch and click on ESPN975.com, one way or the other. And very happy to have, at least for the first 2 hours, the legendary John Granato filling in today for AJ, who did this morning. You guys wife swapped today.
Yeah, we did the, I don't know if we wife swapped so much, but we swapped jobs today. And I had to go to the Roughnecks game. They had a scrimmage this morning. It was like live. It was like real. Fox was there, and they were doing their broadcast. And they played it like a real game in all the commercials and everything else. So it was pretty cool.
So it was kind of a dry run for you guys?
Dry run.
How did it go?
It went pretty well. I think, as far as the football goes, it's actually pretty good football. I mean, there's a lot of recognizable names and a lot of good football players out there. But nobody's showing anything. Everybody's right. Really vanilla. I can give you a little bit of Roughnecks were in a 4-3 defense for the whole game. And I can tell you that's probably not going to be the case when the regular season starts. So it's, I don't think either team is really showing much. So it was pretty basic football, but it was still pretty good.
Well, I was more interested in how it went for you. When was the last time you did play-by-play?
I did play-by-play when I was at Channel 51, which is a while ago.
I remember
now.
That. Show with you at the bar.
And I'm really glad that I get to do this. I just went into one of the booths and I just did it because we couldn't go. It was yesterday was ESPN was there and they had to get all their kinks worked out. And today it was Fox. So the television dominated. And let me tell you, this is a big production. I mean, they have a cast of Foxhead. I don't, hundreds of people there working there today. It's real. It's real. I mean, they're putting it on regular Fox. They're putting it on ESPN. They're putting it on ABC on ESPN2. So that's where. And everybody asks, how's this going to last? How's XFL going to last? And it's TV money. That's where you get it, right? There probably won't be that many people there to start. Seattle's selling a lot of tickets. St. Louis is selling a lot of tickets. We're third in ticket sales so far. But it's all going to be TV money, and that's how Vince is going to make his money back.
Well, it's big time. That sounds better. If you've got Fox and ESPN, that's better than what that other league had last year, was what, CBS Sportsnet, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw Kurt Menefee and Joel Klatt were doing the game today. So I mean they're breaking out the guns for this thing. So it should be whether or not spring football will ever be interesting for people is another story.
Well, it gives us something to do. I'm already depressed that there's only one meaningful game left.
Yeah, right.
So if I can bet on it and do okay,
no, you can.
Okay,
because they said yesterday, and I didn't see today's. I didn't see what it looked like on Fox. But they said ESPN had all the graphics up, and they had the lines with the unders over rolling across the bottom of the screen. Vince ain't, like the NFL is real scared of that stuff. Vince ain't scared of it.
No, and, now you've got my interest.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I have to wait for the CFL to start.
No.
Which I bet that like a fiend, and of course I bet hockey.
Well, hockey. And you got your Hamilton Sabercats coaching here. And June Jones.
That's right. And when we had him on, we were hoping it was going to be Hamilton and Saskatchewan in the Grey Cup. We were going to have a little bet, but Saskatchewan choked in the finals.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you didn't get your...
We didn't get a bet. No.
Yeah. But maybe you'll get Jeff Bannister, as I understand that you two are buddies.
I wouldn't say buddies. We went to the same high school. We were actually with the same high school. We were in college at the same time. We didn't really run in the same circles. We did play on a couple teams together way back in the day.
You grew up in like Little League stuff?
Yeah, Little League. Really? Yeah, same Little League, same everything. So I wouldn't say we were friends, but I think he knew me and I knew him.
Yeah.
And that'd be cool.
Now he'll forget you, though.
I don't know. See, I was kind of happy when he wasn't managing anymore because it made me the most famous person from Lamarck again. But, now if he gets the Astros job, I'm back to being number two.
Yeah, right.
Not cool.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Jerk. I hope he doesn't get anything.
No, I'd love to see it. I think, he from what I remember, he's a good dude. And
he seems to be. I would choose him and then Gibbons second. Dusty Baker? Really?
Yeah. Buck Showalter. What are we digging these guys up for?
Man, I don't know. Dusty Baker, all I know is he's going to destroy. As if AJ overused the bullpen as it was. And Dusty Baker is notorious for just breaking down arms. So I don't know. Buck Showalter seems like he's a general in the army. He just seems like a taskmaster. I don't know that that's what this team. I think Bannister would be cool and level headed and the kind of guy that would fit well in this organization.
JRC, I mentioned the Bobby Beach Little League. That's where we all played. If I'm not mistaken. Jeff was an Amoco Yankee, and I was a Bank of America Indian.
Hmm. Oh, today you can't be an Indian anymore.
No, you can't be that. We'd have to be the
Native Americans.
Yeah.
That's,
or the casinos. That's what I like to call us.
Right. Well, okay. That I wouldn't mind. That'd be okay.
Yeah. But
did they ever take you? What's your strip club down there in by Lamarck down there?
Are you talking about the ones up on the way to Galveston?
Yeah,
like Dimitri's and all those places.
Yeah. Did they ever take you there after the game?
I will admit to having been there once, maybe twice.
As a youngster,
old enough to be there barely.
Oh, okay.
Well, once with a fake ID.
I want the coach of the Little League team to take.
Oh no,
his
no,
team
the coach
there.
The coach didn't take
that to me.
The coach was my dad.
He that's a story
on my team.
Well, my dad would have done that,
That was the not like you go into a strip club and you expect something high class.
Yeah, no.
Imagine the floor of a cab is a strip club.
Yeah.
And that's his place.
That's the place. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey. Everybody's gotta make a living, right? Gotta get through that dental school somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And they were all. Now I did go to my first year of college was at the junior college down there, or community college now, I guess they call them. And many of these strippers were also in my classes.
Oh, yeah?
So they really were trying to work their way through school.
Nice. No, see, they say that all the time.
Yeah.
But this time it was real. Hey, I like how your hair's doing.
Yeah, it's coming in nice,
yeah.
Huh? You know what? You're not here 6:13 because I have a read for it.
Doc Linville?
Yeah.
No, he did a good job. I went and saw him last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did too.
Man, his office is really good.
Yeah. Oh, his people are fantastic, and I know you had a lot less done than I did, but, I mean, he had to redo all of this, and I don't know if you saw that picture we tweeted out a couple weeks ago, because I didn't realize the before picture was basically one strand of hair. Yeah. That was it. The rest of it was completely bald, and it's still, I mean, another 40% grow in here, and it's going to be, I'm just going to let it grow long and go rock star again, and then figure out what to do with it. Yeah. But it's just cool to be able to do that again.
Well, and I can tell you, Doc has not only the hair thing there, but he's got a host of different plastic surgeries, and you can see it on most of the ladies that work there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he hires well.
Yeah, he does.
Guys, I'm telling you.
It's worth it for the consultation.
Yes.
Not to sound like creepy old guy because,
you can't not notice who Doc hires, Doc Linville hires, okay? Because it's a strong office.
It is. He's very good at his job.
Yes,
let's just say that.
Yes, he is.
Man, if I ever find another side piece, I'm definitely sending it to him, though. Daniel said he grew up in Lamarck, and his grandpa coached Bannister in Little League with his uncle, Bobby Beach. And Kenny Clays, I don't know him, but, I'm
old. A second Bobby Beach reference.
Yeah, Bobby, that's where we played at. That was the stadium, was Bobby Beach Stadium in Lamarck.
And Bobby Beach was also a coach there?
I don't know. I really don't know who Bobby Beach was because, when you're 8 years old and they have a stadium named after somebody, you really don't go to any effort to find out who guy was.
Yeah, no, you don't care.
Yeah, I mean... But I thought he was a kid who died, but I don't know. I know that was...
Well, that's a nice story.
Well,
that's fun. That's uplifting for everybody.
But I don't know.
But here's the deal. We will drink today.
Yeah, we will. And I'm very excited about this because the guys from True Anomaly are here. And we're going to have them on a segment earlier than planned because they're already here. And we are doing a collaboration beer together. that I'll tell you the story when we come back.
It's a big ass can of beer now. Holy crap. Good Lord, you guys. Man, yo.
We did a cinnamon porter that we're going to age in Whitmire's barrels. So it's going to be a three-way collaboration between me, True Anomaly, and Whitmire's.
Oh, nice.
And we're very excited about it, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about their brewery, which is fantastic. And
I'll step out of the way because I think you only got three mics in here. Well, I'm not sure this works.
We can make we'll make it work. But yeah.
Whatever the case, there's some. If you're on the video, that thing right, that's beer. Okay, that keg, that's a beer. So we get ready to drink. Yeah, let's go. Do you have to drink it warm? Are these cold? They're cold.
Oh. All right. He was a kid who got hit with a foul ball and died, from what I remember. Oh. See, I was okay. There you go.
Yeah, 1954, an 8-year-old.
Oh wow.
Oh my God.
That was way before my time.
What a nice story. Good Lord.
Yeah, one of these days I have to tell you about the time I tried to jump my motorcycle over the ditch behind Bobby Beach Stadium to impress a girl and damn near knocked my foot off when I crashed.
Sounds like your nuts could have gotten
It was one of those dumb things you do when maybe you were smoking some weed.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Very dapper John Granato. And for those of you who are hoping to hear the local music that we always do on Local Music Tuesdays, part of our system-wide computer death that's been sacrificed. So, we'll just have to. We'll get back to it next week, hopefully. So I think 610 hacked our computers. That's what I'm going with. Joining us now, very excited about a lot of things. I'm very excited about their brewery. But if you haven't been to True Anomaly, it is a very cool place. It's down on St. Emmanuel. It's in my neck of the woods, right down there by Rodeo Goat and all that stuff. And they make some fantastic beers. And before we get to the one that we're going to do, I think your guys' story about how you got started is fascinating, and you're all NASA guys, right?
Yep, that's right. Yep, all NASA guys. There's four of us. Appreciate it. First of all, thanks for having us on. This is awesome. Big fans of the show. I've been listening to you guys since you're on the lunch hour. So, all four NASA guys. Just, we interned together there at Johnson Space Center and started homebrewing probably, a dozen years ago now. And just kind of slowly snowballed the thing from a home brewing, just brewing beer for fun. Then we started doing some friends' weddings, some chili cook-offs, things like that, and kicked around a business plan for years, and then finally kind of dove in a few years ago and decided to go all in. So, there's myself and Michael here who quit and are running the brewery now full-time.
And all of the beers have NASA themes to them.
Yeah, we pull on the aerospace theme, the NASA themes. We like to play some games with the names, be subtle about it, but kind of pull on our past as well.
Right, yeah. We have 16 sunrises, dark matter. We have 16 sunrises. How many sunrises you see if you were on the International Space Station in a 24-hour period? So real, inside nerdy type activities.
Yeah.
Deep nerdy.
See, real nerdy. Man, these are like rocket scientists.
Yeah, exactly.
Now making beer.
Yeah.
Good Lord. This is the smart. Do we get smarter with this beer?
Eventually. No. Yeah, you keep going.
This is the only beer that's ever happened with, okay? Mm-hmm. Getting smarter with beer.
Yeah.
All right?
Depends on the company you keep, I think.
No. And it depends on what time it is and how many you've had. Right.
In all fairness, Mr. Gao thought we were tech support when we first walked
he
in.
He thought we were here to fix the virus. Yeah.
Well, you probably could.
Did you? Guys, get that done, will you, before you leave?
Exactly. Yeah, if you
we'll
just
take
get
a
rid
look
of,
on the way
just get rid of that virus for us. No big deal.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how all this came together because I'd mentioned on air that I wanted to do a cinnamon porter or a cinnamon stout at some point, and you sent me an email back when you guys were Yeah, before you had started, actually.
We didn't. I didn't even have your email yet. I tweeted you.
Okay.
I basically direct tweeted you, and then you actually got back to me, which is awesome. So, yeah, I don't even – this is probably 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It was about that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I heard you guys on air talking about it. I tweeted at you, and we were still just a homebrew outfit, and we kind of just back and forth email after that, and here we are. So,
well,
yeah, we
well, the funniest part was, like, I thought you were going to be Apogee Brewing because that was your original name. And then
correct.
There was some kind of – what is it, a winery in Washington or
trademark
something?
Trademark issues, yeah.
So I go into True Anomaly the first week it opens, not knowing that it's you. And I go in there, and I come on air the next Monday. I said, man, I went there, tried the beer. It was fantastic. And then you send me an email saying, yeah, that's my place. Now let's do this beer.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what we came up with is we decided we wanted to do this. So Tom's been working on it. We've got a test batch that I loved, which I tried the other day. And the next step, obviously, is development, but we're going to age it in Whitmire's barrels. And the guys from Whitmire's are going to partner up with us on this as well. And we got to get together here pretty soon.
Yep.
But what do you think, time frame-wise, how long before it'll be available to the people?
Yep. So we got to brew the beer. So we're probably going to brew it here within a month or two. We're going to be 10 barrels of it. I think AJ's doing a collab with Carbock. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's super cool as well. So I got a couple projects going on. But yeah, we're going to brew it. It's got to ferment for probably about 3-4 weeks. We're going to go big on this one. We're going to go about 10-11% alcohol, at least to start. And then we're going to throw it into barrels, and those will have to age for minimum 6 months in the barrel, probably. So then,
look at it next fall.
Yeah, next fall, and then we got to bottle condition it, get the labels going, and all that kind of thing. So yeah, it'll be a long project, but it'll be fun.
Normally, how long it takes?
Well, for a barrel aged beer, for a barrel aged beer, especially bourbon barrel age, you want to give the beer at least 4-6 months in the barrel. But I mean, typically a regular beer, you can turn around in a month or so. But the barrel age aspect is what takes the long pull on this one. And we brought a couple crawlers of that test batch for y'all to share, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try that here when we get to the break, but. And we may do one that's not barrel aged either that would be available sooner. But
why'd you pick cinnamon?
I've always liked anything with cinnamon in it, and I just never had a beer. I'd had a couple, I guess. The guys at Sigma had one that was close. Had a couple, but I never had one that was. And Tom explained to me it's not easy to make a mix with cinnamon, right?
Yeah, with the oils and the cinnamon, they can kind of kill the head retention, things like that. So, and cinnamon can be a real strong flavor. You got to be careful with how much of it you use, but it'll blend really well with the barrel age. You get some vanilla flavors from the barrel, the bourbon flavors from the barrel. So that'll all blend real well together.
So what? See, I'm like a Coors. You see this?
I see that. Yeah, I was gonna say. I think I've heard you guys. You're the Coors Light guy. Right?
I'm the Coors Light guy.
Okay, yeah.
So that tastes like beer to me, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So I was up in Chicago, and we went to a brewery. I went to a brewery with my brother, and they didn't have any Coors Light. So I got a grapefruit beer, and you know what it tasted like? Grapefruit. Okay. So it seems like it's getting away from beer. You want yours to taste like cinnamon? So is it still beer, or is it, I mean, because it seems like it's almost a juice now.
Sure. I totally get your point. And I just like drinking a regular clean old beer just as much as the next guy. We just brewed a German Pilsner last week. So come to the brewery in 3 weeks, or about a month, we'll have a nice, clean, crisp Pilsner for you on tap. So we brew a little bit of everything.
Can you slap a Coors Light sticker on there? Because I don't know if Coors Light's going to be happy
legally,
about that.
That's probably...
We can go the other way. We can start slapping some True Anomaly stickers
on Coors Light. Okay. And then I'll feel like I'm like, cool, okay? Yeah. Because, you know, I'm just a Coors Light guy. Yeah. That's what I am.
Well, that's totally cool. Yeah. But what we're trying to do with this... I've always been a stout porter guy, and I don't want it tasting like, I don't know. I guess I don't even know what makes cinnamon anymore. I don't want big red gum or something, but you want a hint of it, and that's what he's done, and I think he's done it brilliantly because he had some other stuff that he was saying, hey, let's try it with this. I'm like, nope, this is it. You got it, knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But yeah, no, beer flavors are changing or evolving. You know, we do some sours at the brewery as well. So there's such a thing as sour beer, which I know you probably blows you away thinking you're Coors Light guy. But they're tasty. They're refreshing on a hot summer day. Quite honestly, they pull the females into the beer drinking crowd a little bit more.
Yeah, she loves all that.
Yeah. So yeah, we're trying to hit all the flavors and got someone for every got a beer for everybody who comes into the brewery.
Where is the place again?
It's in East Downtown. It's right in the middle of everything that's happening down there now. They're right down on St. Emmanuel, right across the street from well, Caddy Corner to Rodeo Goat, and you know, right down by Pitch 25 and Warehouse Live and
Warehouse
all those
Live?
Places.
Oh, by there. Oh, cool.
Yeah, just right down that road there where everything's growing up. So,
and you guys are killing it there?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just seems like you guys, it's a knock out of the ballpark, these breweries that are just popping up all over.
Funny you say we're very close to that ballpark.
To the ballpark.
Right there, Toyota Center's next door, Dynamo is right there. All great fans, all love to come in hours before, stay hours after the game. Dynamo are the best because the match is 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, they're there before, out.
Actually, Aaron and I were there before Dynamo game one day, and it was just packed. Well, of course, we got there and just drank all day. And then the Dynamo people came in, and it was packed. And then it, you know, loosened up a little bit, and then all of a sudden it was packed again.
Yeah. Right. That's great. Well, I maybe go there tonight because we're going to go to the Hilton of the Americas tonight, which is right there, right?
That's right, yeah. We're going to be there. I think there's you're asking about business in general. The convention center is right there. We get a lot of spillover from people going to conferences there. As a matter of fact, there's a conference there this evening for AB InBev. So good neighbors for your Coors people there. Those are the Bud Light people.
Okay.
So AB Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah. So we're not fans, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of them still have some good taste, and they're going to be by the brewery to have some beers.
It's
I'm sure.
The Red Sox saying, "Hey, the Yankees are over there. You want to go? Want to go hang with them?" No.
Yeah. Try the Dark Matter if you go. That's one of my personal favorites that they do. Although I've been through the whole menu now, and I'm not a big sour guy, but I like their sours and their IPAs, the Ben's IPA, but the Dark Matter I think is my favorite beer that they have. So
cool. Yep. Cool. We'll see you on St. Emmanuel.
You guys hang around a little bit so we can try this. And
yeah, for sure. Right. We're not going to leave until we're done.
All right.
What? Wow.
Got some work to do.
We'll be right back.
Aaron, let's go.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Never know what I've had.
We keep on.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. No AJ. John Granato filling in capably. And Tom and Duck from True Anomaly. So we've tested the beer now. Granato went a little different way there.
Yeah, well, you got motor oil. I got beer. I don't know what.
It's a light motor oil. Come on,
it's
man.
A light. It doesn't look as thick as motor oil, but it looks like motor oil to me. I can't. I don't know. I just can't do it. This is good though.
This is the extreme. This is really good. Right here, yeah.
And this is my taste. I mean, yeah. I like these kind of beers, so I prefer. I can drink stouts and porters all summer. I'm not even a guy who during the summer. Oh, it's too heavy. Nope.
It's good. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, in the winter, Coors Light is fine, too. And even though it's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, you don't need all that in the winter. But it's still good for me.
Straight from the Rockies.
That's right. Straight from the Rockies.
But yeah,
see, it's so hard not to. I just got to leave it alone. Yeah, because I know they're really good sponsors for you. So
it's my peeps.
And I'm like, yeah, the zinger's right there on the tongue. And it's like, no. But Gustavo asked if you're the same guys that helped brew the Buffalo Bayou Christmas Wit back in 2012.
Yes, we indeed are. And we've been talking to Rasul a little bit about reviving that. So we're going to work on that probably for next holiday season. So, yeah, those guys just went through a big expansion. Super cool facility they have out there, too.
Yeah, Rasul's the owner-operator for Buffalo Bayou. He was a good friend of ours about... well before he even opened his brewery, and when we came in, we were just trying beers together. He liked one of ours that we did, that with Xmas White Christmas is what it's very similar in nature of with some of the adjuncts. It had cinnamon in it as well, nutmeg, allspice, a lot of vanilla, and it was Christmas in your mouth.
Christmas in my mouth. That's different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, better than Santa Claus.
That's what you were hoping for all year.
Yeah. Mrs. Claus, maybe, you know.
No.
Maybe one of the little elves. I don't know.
Not the pictures I saw of her when I was little.
A couple people asking, are you guys going to have a stout? You do have one, right? There was one on... one on when I was there last week.
Yep, we do. We have a stout called Densified Propellant, big imperial stout. We've actually got it on nitro as well right now. Before that, we had one, a chocolate raspberry stout. What was that one called again? I can't remember.
Raspberry. Oh, no. Spirograph Nebula.
Spirograph Nebula. That's gone. But, yeah, so we have a big stout on right now. And then we're doing this collab beer with Fred here. So we don't always have a stout on. But, yeah, we typically have something dark on. Like we have our Belgian double or dark matter. And we actually have a Belgian quad that just came on as well.
So what are your hours? What days are you open? So if people are wandering around East Downtown going to a concert or something, or they're just going to go down there for dinner, or they're just going to try to stalk me and they want to go do something while they're waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. When are you open? We're open 7 days a week, so 4 to 10, Monday through Wednesday, Thursday. On the weekends, we're open a little later, midnight, Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, Sunday opening. So you can catch us most of the time that are normal drinking hours.
It's pretty early to be closing a bar. You guys, you just don't want to be, you know, well, 10 during the week.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want that late night, everybody wasted.
Yeah, we're really family oriented, dog friendly. We generally have pretty mixed company at the place. And we're really not trying to capture the 2 a.m. crowd. We're trying to really stay focused on the beer and be a good environment for everybody to come hang out.
Right. You're like a beer shop, like a coffee shop, only beer.
Like a beer garden.
Right.
You know, you're going to come and hang out. You're probably not going to
finish
the night there.
You don't want people throwing up in your... Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. Let them throw up somewhere else.
Right. Yeah, they take a liability, too.
Right. There's that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned the dog friendly. I mean, I've taken the pup down there a few times, and it's it's just a cool place to hang out, and it's right in the middle of everything. And if you want to go and grab a burger or something first, or... You guys will you can order stuff from across the street, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got, like you were saying, Rodeo Goat, Vinny's Pizza. They're right across the street. They're all deliver as well, I believe. So we have a lot of people that come in and, you know, hunker down for the afternoon and, you know, be there for a number of hours while people start bringing them all their outside needs.
Yeah. For those of you just joining us, True Anomaly here in studio with us, a couple of guys that worked at NASA for years, and your parents, I bet, couldn't have been happier when you said, "I'm going to quit NASA and open a bar."
Oh, yeah, my mom loved it.
Yeah,
for sure.
she was thrilled.
Yeah, all right up there with not having a kid and not being married. At 37. She's pretty happy with all the directions I'm taking in my life.
You couldn't have turned out better for her.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I worked at NASA 15 years, as did Tom. That was a very solid career. And anywhere else, I told you I was there 15 years. Oh, surely you moved on to something else, right?
Some people do things longer.
Granado hasn't moved on.
No. Well, I did. After about 15 years, I moved on from 6'10". Yeah, and moved here.
You're still doing the same thing, though.
Yeah, still doing the same thing. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're doing something way different. Sitting around drinking beer all day.
Still passion-driven, right? Yeah. Still digging into curiosities, exploring different natures, right?
Plus, NASA, there wasn't much future there, was there? They're closing it and everything.
I heard they already did that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we were just on severance, actually.
It's still open for people to tour. I thought maybe you give tour guides or something. No,
I mean,
no.
Really, we just start projects so we can tour people around. We don't finish them or anything.
Right. No, right. So this is probably a better, business-wise, this is better for you.
Yeah, actually, I will give the general space a little plug there. SpaceX had a very successful launch this past weekend. The last major milestone requirement in order to get our American astronauts on an American vehicle flying from KSC. So we've been hitching a ride with the Russians here for the past 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so longer, I think. So this is bringing back the kind of American independence and space flight. So very exciting. Look for that later this year, that we're going to have some astronauts going back to the International Space Station.
Nice.
Yeah, in fact, I got the whole rundown. I found it fascinating that American astronauts are having to, you know, go on Russian rockets to get to space, and that we're paying for it. Tom was talking about that. Yeah, it's not cheap, and if you're them, you're jacking the price up every chance you get. Yeah. So,
right. Is the place got all NASA decor? Are you?
Yeah, we have a nice battery. We try to play it pretty low key. We try to let the beer kind of sing true and make sure that's the focus of the brewery that you're in. Obviously, our background there, the naming, the beer names we were talking about before, all tie into the space theme. We think there's some really cool stories there. We like to try to point people back to NASA to try to promote space enthusiasts in large. But, you know, our first and foremost, we want to be the best craft brewery we can be, bringing quality products to Houston. So we don't want to be overshadowed by, cool, these guys came from NASA. That's a great part of our story. But we've turned a new leaf, gone a new direction, and we want our story to really be about quality, really good beer.
Cool. Yeah, and if you don't know anything about NASA, you wouldn't know when you go in. You're just like, oh, there's dark matter. There's this. And that, so it's totally cool. But I like the subtlety of it, too. It's that they all have that. Quick question here. Somebody wants to know, what's the benefit perks of Nitro?
Nitro will create kind of a finer mouthfeel with the carbonation, so it'll be more creamy, kind of a taste creamy and soft. It's just personal preference. You know, we do a lot. Eighth Wonder makes a great one called Rocket Fuel. So it's just a different mouthfeel.
And I supposed to know, is it cool to bring kids there?
Yes, absolutely. All ages. I think I had a weird curiosity when we first opened up about asking people their age when we came in, just out of curiosity of I think the youngest we've had in was 6 days old, and I think the oldest that knowingly we've had in is 95. So, yeah, I stopped asking. It seemed weird after a while. I didn't think we were going to beat 6 days after that either. Yeah,
especially if it's a 14-year-old girl. How old are you?
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Focused on the right audience.
Right. No.
Almost legal. Oh.
Jackie wanted to know what you thought of Carbox selling. If it, you know, getting their bag on.
Good on them. Yeah. No, I think everybody makes the right decision for them at the time in their brewery. Everybody's got different stakeholders. At the end of the day, you know, you make the decisions you make that are in the best for you, your family, community. You know, that's not a decision we're looking at in any kind of near term. I think we'd, you know, love to be in a position to be attractive enough that somebody came and, you know, swung some numbers our
threw
way.
Threw money at you? Yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're still about being independent. We want to sell craft beer. My biggest lament on that is if you're going to sell out, just take off that craft beer tag. Don't try to play like you are. Don't try to confuse the consumer or the end market. You're not craft beer anymore. You don't have this. You have way different competitive advantages now. You're not in the same marketing sphere. You're not dealing with me and these guys where our budgets are minuscule. You've got the backing now. You've got different distribution. Just own it. Say that's what we did. Be honest with the consumer. And if they still want your product, great.
Well, how would you classify their beer then if it's not craft beer?
They're in the big beer market, right? So they're owned by Anheuser-Busch, right? And so they come in and generally speaking, who knows what they actually did, but generally speaking, they'll end up taking over a lot of their kind of grain commitments, hop schedules, the actual ingredients, right? The cost of goods sold inputs. They'll, you know, flex their distribution, end up reducing costs there, and then they'll promote them and have a marketing budget that will blow any of our operating budgets out of the water, right? So that's big beer. That's the definition of having a big company steer your company.
Gotcha.
All right. True Anomaly Brewing. What's the official address? Because I just know that I walked there.
Yeah, it's good stumbling distance from all over Edom. So we're 2012 Dallas Street. It's technically right there on the corner of Dallas St. Emmanuel. Like I said, right in the hotbed of everything that's exciting going on there. In the next few months, I think there's another two or three bars that are coming in, including not potentially giving plugs on other people, but Conservatory, who was previously downtown, is moving into that area here soon as well.
You got a rooftop bar that just opened there too,
right? Yeah, yeah.
You don't mind though; that just brings more people, right?
And food options. I'm sick of eating the same three things.
Yeah. I mean, you got all kinds of places there to go to now. That's great.
Yeah, they all moved in there right after I did, too. They just kind of followed me.
Right. Well, they knew. They got a big consumer right there.
I do spend a lot of money. But, guys, go and check it out. True Anomaly. They got tons of great beer. We'll have ours out later this year, hopefully. And looking forward to working with the Whitmire's guys on it and looking forward to working with these guys. And if you drop by, let's say there's a pretty good chance you're going to see one of them there. You guys are almost always there. One of you is every time I go. And then you might even see me there, too. So drop by and check it out. And try the Dark Matter. That's my... It's my personal favorite right now. Guys, appreciate it. Looking forward to this. And I love the way this tastes.
Thanks for having us, guys. Really appreciate it.
Nice to meet you guys. Take care.
I got to tell you about Lightstream. And this is an easy way to save money. Maybe you're getting those credit card bills from the holidays, and you're like, uh-oh, boy, I spent too much. Well, how about this? Lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. You can get loans anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can choose your funding date as soon as today. And how about this? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's L-I-G-H-T-S-T-R-E-A-M.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information. That's Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's Fred Fowler and John Granato. Till 6 o'clock. And then he's got a... Are you working the awards, or are you just going?
Oh, I'm just going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Channel 13 has a table, and so I was told I was going.
Ah,
So, speaking of Channel 13, JJ is going to host Saturday Night Live.
I saw that.
The night before the Super Bowl. It'll be interesting to see how he does, how he performs on that stage. I'm sure they'll put him in some uncomfortable, which will make it some funny situations. I don't know that he's a funny guy, per se. You know, Charles Barkley is a funny guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, they'll write something for him, but I have my concern. I think, listen, I love JJ. I think JJ is a great guy. I don't know that this is the medium for him.
Yeah,
because I could just see him up there, and he's having to look at his hand where he's got all the notes, you know, and it's I hope I don't do poorly here and get sacked.
No, I think they'll write something better for him. What I think is going to probably happen is that they're going to make him do some things. Now, Peyton, I thought was they did some brilliant stuff with him when he was doing the, you know, having the football game with the kids and throwing balls at their heads and, you know, and screaming at them and all that was just it couldn't have been better. Maybe they'll be that good. Those were tremendous writers at the time. It all depends on how the writing is. But JJ's not a funny guy. So it'll be interesting. And plus, he's Captain America. He's wholesome. He's missed, you know.
Yeah.
For him to be in a situation like this and having to do some stuff that probably puts him out of his comfort zone, we'll see how he handles it. I'm going to watch it. It's JJ. It's Houston. You got to watch it.
Yeah, I'll be interested because it's him, but yeah, I don't have high hopes for it.
No, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it could be critical. This story that you sent me about Justin Verlander's burner account. Have you guys done anything with this?
Yeah. No. This is the first chance we've had to talk about it.
So it's interesting that my initial thought is John Boy said, he tweeted out, "Oh, we got a potential Verlander burner account here. Could be him. Could be someone in the camp. Could be fake burner. We're in the golden age of fake burners. It seems this." Stinks to me of being Kate Upton. The writing is actually very. It's so nice and flowery. It seems feminine in a way, and you'll get that. See, someone is talking about, hey, the Astros, they should have their title taken away. Major League Baseball has got to do something. Tell the commissioner to be a man and do something. And Jonathan 1234 answers, the pitchers had nothing to do with this. Justin Verlander was a Cy Young winner. People calling the Astros cheaters need to take the pitchers out of it. Someone talked about the guys, the buzzers, Altuve and them. They won't speak out even though their actions put the Astros pitchers in such a bad situation. They did nothing wrong, and now we'll have to answer the questions. Everyone commenting on this needs to understand that one guy cannot stop an entire cheating system, especially when he arrived after it started. New team and teammates. He's supposed to speak up to those guys? This, to me, stinks of Kate Upton. Stinks of Kate Upton. And that's a good stink, but it's still a stink.
Well, first off, if you're going to do a burner account, Jonathan 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, not exactly the direction I would go. In fact, I would go something that would throw people off the scent, like Astros or cheaters 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
death to Hinch 4, 7, 10.
Here's the one that got me. Someone said, oh, Justin Verlander taking all this. The guy has been one of the most vigilant and vocal proponents of a level playing field in baseball, blah, blah. He detests all forms of cheating. Now his championship ring is tainted. Here's Jonathan 12345. Justin earned that ring by pitching his heart out in the regular and postseason. He obviously hates that the hitters did what they did, but that doesn't take away from everything that Justin put into that title run. I'm sorry. Pitched his heart out is not something a guy would say.
No, no. No. That is definitely not. That,
no.
Yeah, I think that's your smoking gun.
Yeah. He pitched his heart out. Now, if it was Justin Verlander writing that, no. Justin wanted to speak up, but couldn't because the system was underway when he got there. One pitcher can't stop something that big when it's underway and the team is in that deep. You remember the 76ers general manager that got fired?
Yeah.
And it was his wife.
Yeah.
It was the wife that had a burner account.
And that's not uncommon. And it wouldn't surprise me if that's the case here. No. My wife would never come to my defense with
a
burner account.
No, my wife would be like, I don't care if people hate you on Twitter. I'm sure most of them do.
Yeah. She goes, I hate you too.
Yes.
What the hell?
No.
It is cute that she wants to defend
him. Yes, and you remember when he didn't win the Cy Young, she tweeted out, I thought I'm the only one that's supposed to bleep Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Remember?
I do remember that.
Yes. So she's on Twitter. She knows about Twitter, and she's defending her guy. I'm fine with it. You know what? I wish my wife would come to my defense. I'd start a burner account. My wife would not have started a burner account.
She'd probably just respond herself and say, yes, you're right. That's exactly how John is.
You don't even know the half of it, she'd say.
He sucks at play-by-play.
Yes, yes. So to me, I don't mind. If Justin knew about it, I would tell him, hey, Kate, you can stop it now. It's okay. I can take it. What did you think of we haven't even talked about it on the morning show about Bregman and Altuve and their answers at the Fan Fest.
Yeah, the non-answer answers.
The non-answer.
Yeah.
I mean, just pretty much ignoring it.
I don't know what you can say. I don't.
I don't mind it. What are they supposed to do? We're sorry?
Yeah. I think that's what people want to hear. It's like, oh, so you're sorry. But
that's what fat sports writers want to hear. Don't give a rat's ass. Oh, and if they say they're sorry, then it's like, oh, you see they did benefit. And, oh, they are admitting they're cheaters. Hey, you know what? The league came out and said what they said. The league had its report. That's it. What do you want us to say?
Yeah, I've kind of been this whole thing after a while. This is just beyond silly now. Yeah, I get that they're embarrassed by it, but what are they supposed to say? I mean, I think if you're Alex Bregman, you can't get on there and say, oh, yeah, I was the one who helped get it started, which I mean, I'm guessing he was probably the one who helped get it started. But what do you do? I mean, it makes you look bad no matter what. I don't really have a problem with them not talking about it at FanFest. But they're going to get asked these questions all year long.
Right.
They're going to get asked in spring training. Yeah, every time they go to another city, they're going to get asked. Wait till they go to New York. They're going to get asked there. Boston. And I guess when they go play the Angels, all the Dodgers fans will go over to root against them. Or maybe the LA City Council, which passed its resolution today. By the way, yeah, not my business, LA City Council, to tell you how to do your job.
Shame.
But since you're going to go ahead and tell Major League Baseball how to do its, how about you go fix your homeless problem? How about I go to your city and be able to walk 2 feet without stepping on a homeless and quit worrying about World Series trophies you didn't earn? Dickweeds.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa. How about, I can walk 2 feet and not step on Delonte West. That'd be great.
Exactly.
That would be awesome. Boy. That's an ugly story. We can do that on the other side.
Yeah, Casey brings up a good point. Said the person kept calling him Justin. Most fans would refer to him as Verlander.
Or JV.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think that, I think you're right. I think you've nailed it.
He pitched his heart out. Keep reading that. Keep reading that in your Kate Upton voice. My drive home just got more interesting. All right. Keep your pants on there, SW card trader. If that's getting you horny, good Lord.
Hockley Dan says John and Fred are broadcasting their hearts out. Yep.
Yep. We are. Yeah, we're broadcasting our hearts out right now.
What would the...
He pitched his heart out.
What would the burner handle for 610 account be? Arkansas Milk 123? Ooh. I like it. I like it. All right. Well, if you don't like something, we got you covered. And mybadexperience.com, this is a new website, and if you haven't checked it out yet, if you have a bad experience with a contractor or a plumber or car repair or anything, well, you can go to mybadexperience.com, and for $4.99, you can tell all. Maybe even reach a resolution with the business that'll help you compensate you for your loss of hard-earned money. And, guys, this is not a troll site. These paid reviews are legit. Everything's checked out, and you can post any bad experiences and make these businesses accountable. And it's a great site for the consumer because you can go on there and see who's had complaints against them and whether or not they've been resolved, so you'll know whether or not to use these particular businesses, whether it's contractors or whatever. So go and check it out. Get that resolution done with the business that caused your bad experience. MyBadExperience.com. A paid review is a legitimate review. Stop bad business. MyBadExperience.com.
ESPN 97.5.